his grandfather's a pretty big man, then, if he got enough money to buy land around here.
Well, I guess he must have borrowed it from somebody. He's a good friend.
So Mr. was one of your good friends?
Oh, yeah. He had nothing. Yeah. He's in bad shape. He's hard of hearing. I go over and talk with him sometimes, but how we used to do, they used to go flambling out here. They'd go cut lightwood and have flambeau.
Yeah. Flambeau is a torch?
Torch. And have a wire basket and put the wood in that. And that black smoke after you got to next morning when you went to flambeau, you wouldn't know what color you were. If you were white, you wouldn't know what color you were. Because that smoke was just bright. You all know, that light would smoke.
Yeah.
But what we used to do for devil men. You see, that's what I say. The boys back in my days, they didn't, they done a mischievous. They steal a watermelon. They had to just stop and shoot. They used to have to get them a stop. That's kind of, but you got to take the safe out of your business.
Yeah.
Tap your building. But after they, the owners caught you, everybody knew you killed. I'm going to tell your parents on you, and your parents would give you a licking, and that'd be it. Wouldn't be no rescue. But if you wouldn't stay out of it, then that might come arresting. Because everybody knew you killed. You see, that's one good thing about knowing a person. You can get by with a good many things by knowing a person. And you can get by of someone helping you by knowing it. But if they don't know, you'll have a hard time getting any money out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Borrowing them, that's what I had reference to. But that's the way we were along back in those times here. Bluffy was a good little town. You see, it was set about French and Spanish. And Bluffy's always been better than Gulf. Gulf was rough.
Mm-hmm.
When Gulf was first come along, it was terrible.
The first factories here, they had to do with fishing?
The first factory was Bluffy Cannon Company. It was at the foot of the street. The factory, not that factory, it still goes under the name of Bluffy Cannon Company. It's still out there. And then you had E.C. Julian, that was between Lemieux and me, Reeves. And you had Gonfo.
Gone?
Gonfo.
Yeah, what was that?
A shrimp and oyster factory.
Yeah.
Now that was owned by Vic. Now those in the point you had are hiding on them. But I think that's been discontinued. Since high man time. But we got so many more out there now than you had back in those days. You had DL&D, that's Duquesne and Dunbar. Yes, with Duquesne and Dunbar.
Well, what about, you were telling me about Biloxi and Gulfport, and what about the Biloxi and the towns around it? Was there ever any quarreling or anything?
Any what?
What was Biloxi's sort of relationship with the other towns around him, Gulfport?
Not so hot between Gulfport and Biloxi. At one time, I think they're a little better. Even the football boys, they didn't jeep and fight.
They didn't what?
They didn't get along.
They didn't jeep?
They didn't jeep.
What does that mean?
That means go right.
Yeah.
You know, they have it a bit, but I think schooling's helped them a whole lot. They learned better than that. That's foolishness, what we were doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm telling the truth. It might be one way, but I have your baseball players, they get to fighting. I know sometimes they'll get to fighting, their blood gets stirred up. But it depends on the individual, I guess. You get hot individual, he's been mean since